Coming up, we're back at Lotus F1 Team HQ to continue our series in following the IT team's real-world implementation of Office 365. In the highly competitive world of Formula One, this is an organization that takes protecting its intellectual property from design to the track very seriously. With recent updates to OneDrive for Business, activity auditing, data loss prevention, and mobile device management, we'll continue to follow the IT team's technical implementation in the second phase of their mobility strategy for secure file sharing. So I'm joined again by David Cadywood. Now, David, last time I was here, you had a really bold vision around securely enabling file share on any device anywhere in the world. How is that going?
Actually, we've made the most progress just in the last month. OneDrive for Business has been around for a long time, but we were waiting for a few more granular management controls before we started to use it. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean activity reporting, mobile device management for Office 365, and also the data loss prevention aspects too.
And before we show all of this working, why don't we take a look at what you were doing prior to OneDrive for Business?
Well, everyone has a centralized file share, if you like. So their day-to-day documents are stored in there, and it's accessed via a map drive here at the factory. So if anyone is outside of the company, then they can't access those files without using VPN. And that means they tend to use it and take a copy on their laptop, on their local hard drive, for example. Mm-hmm. And that presents security and also backup problems for us. Additionally, there's other departments that have their own file shares for saving their own documents, and we have a larger transfer area for files that are too big for email and typically shared that way.
So what are you doing about USB storage?
Well, intellectual property is really important to us, so we're very restrictive about that, and we have a lot of auditing.
And how about email attachments? What are you doing there?
Naturally, email is the place where people tend to collaborate and share documents. There are obvious limitations to that model, from file sizes, permissions, version control, and even bandwidth.
So for both of these scenarios, you're really looking at OneDrive for Business to be able to control how you're actually storing and sharing files, providing also a layer with data loss prevention and those types of tools to be able to educate users of policies you might have in your organization. And finally, the important part is being able to get those files into mobile devices. And speaking of mobile devices, what are you doing to manage those?
For a long time, we've been using Exchange ActiveSync. It works, but it's fairly basic and only works for email. We encrypt mobile devices, but now we're trying to go beyond that and use the native mobile device management that's new to Office 365. The best functionality that is in that is the ability to selective wipe a device so that we can remove all of the data we're interested in, all the team information, without affecting the rest of the device.
So the part I've been looking forward to is seeing actually how you implement it all, so why don't you give us a look?
The first thing that we were interested in was the ability to block offline file synchronization to unmanaged devices.
Okay.
So for that, there's a new PowerShell command, set SPO tenant sync client restriction. So we can see here, we can run that command, we're going to tell it to enable, and we have to populate it with a list of domain GUIDs that we want the synchronization to work with. So here, we've typed that command, and now the restriction is enabled, and those tenants, those domains are allowed.
So that means only computers that are members of that domain will work. So if it's an unmanaged computer, even a Mac, it won't be able to sync in with your file share.
Yeah, correct. So this device, as I'll just do a here am I to show, it's not on a domain, it's just a standalone device. So if I now show you the OneDrive interface and try and synchronize this, we'll follow the normal process, we'll click sync now, and we'll be asked to sign in. Once we're signed in, it's getting ready to sync, and it's now saying that the library isn't available offline. So it's not letting us sync with this device.
Right. One of the things I think once you're coming from an email-intensive environment is really that kind of permissions mindset of, in the past, you maybe send an attachment and get shared to everyone, and the sender didn't really know who that went to. Now with OneDrive for Business or SharePoint, you have the permission sharing request coming back to you. So what have you done there in terms of preventing people from oversharing?
Well, we want people to think about who they're sharing with. So there's a few things in the people picker, like everyone or share with all users, that we didn't want people to use generally. Mm-hmm. So there's some PowerShell functionality that we can run. I'll show you here. Running a command of set SPO tenant and the property of show all users claim, and we're setting that to false. That's going to remove that all users claim from the people picker. So next time a user goes into OneDrive for Business, they click share, and they start typing all users. instead of that auto-completing, as they would be used to, it actually says no results found. So they have to think about who they're going to share with.
And that can also be added, you know, like you said, everyone or everyone except external can be added as other claims that you can prevent with the same type of PowerShell commands. But again, going back to email, if you think about how people are attaching files now, having this OneDrive layer can help in terms of permissions and who can actually view or edit a file. Have you been looking at some of the new controls in OWA or Outlook 2016?
Well, the new functionality there is allowing the user to stay in Outlook where they're familiar mm-hmm. with sharing files, but actually using OneDrive at the back end. So it gives us the combination of those two products. So here we've got an example. I'm in Outlook in a new email, and I'm just going to attach a file. Instead of choosing from my PC, I'm going to choose one from my OneDrive. And once that's inserted, I've got the option of setting what the recipient can do, so whether they can edit it, and I can change that, and whether they can view it or not. And the advantage of that is it's still that one file that's stored in my OneDrive. It isn't a second copy that the recipient's going to receive.
So they can collaborate against the same doc, and only the people who actually are on the to line or the CC line from the sender have access to that file. So if Mark were to forward that file out to other users, they wouldn't be able to access that and edit that file. So beyond all of this, I know that now that we've got everything in OneDrive, there's some new activity and auditing reporting and functionality. Are you looking at that as well?
Yes, this is really important to us. So we need to be able to trace who did what with what file and where all the files went. Mm-hmm. We now have this capability inside the reports section, and we can go to activity report. We can choose all of the criteria that we want to search for. So here we've got some examples of whether a file was copied or whether it was shared or whether it was even downloaded. Mm-hmm. And then we can search on that and get the results to see what happened to a particular file.
So coming back to mobile devices, OneDrive also lets you really manage a device that comes in either via email, like you've had in the past, or OneDrive. Have you been using that as well?
Yes, so the mobile device management that is now native to Office 365 allows us to create policies. We can see here, so a device policy. We'll just do a new one and give it a name. And then we can choose some policies. Some of these are very familiar from the Exchange Active Sync policies, but there's a lot of new ones as well, including whether a phone that's jailbroken or rooted can be used, but also we can require managing an email profile so that we can manage any native email profiles on there as well.
And that's important because a lot of times people will not only join an Outlook app, for example, but also their native mail client on their device. This will let you wipe that data as well.
Exactly. So we're going to apply this one. We can choose a particular Active Directory security group to apply it to.
Okay.
So I'm just going to select this one. And that means we can have different policies for different groups of people.
So now your policy's completed and finished. It's running. But you can also look at your managed devices as well.
Clicking on viewing a list of managed devices, here we can see all of the ones that have been enrolled.
Okay.
So we've got a mix of operating systems and versions. And you'll see here on the right-hand side that we've got the option of doing a full wipe of the device, but also a selective wipe.
And this is important because then basically you're able to not just reset the device back to kind of its factory state, but you can keep the rest of the device intact and really just remove the data that Lotus F1 team has put on the device.
Yes, that's right.
So beyond all of that, I know that something that you're working on now and testing out a bit is data loss prevention. So why don't you explain what you're doing there?
Data loss prevention is very mature in the Exchange part already, but mm-hmm. this is now starting to apply to OneDrive as well. So we can create a rule. There's an example here of some generic rules that are built in. We can choose to apply it to OneDrive and also to SharePoint, and we can say things like, you don't want this bit of information leaving, or you want to warn someone that this is happening and they shouldn't be sharing this information. There's a bit further to go on this yet. We want to be able to do custom rules, and that's functionality that's coming very soon, and that will let us set up our own rules and warnings to be very specific to how we use OneDrive.
Right, so a lot more coming to data loss prevention in the coming months that you're looking forward to, but how did you actually get users started with all of this?
Well, as always, it's about a pilot group first, and we sent an email to them explaining a few ground rules of how to use OneDrive for Business. We wanted to highlight that mobility is the key here, along with security, but also we needed to tell people that there are some files that aren't really meant for OneDrive at the moment. So the large, enormous files, designs and telemetry, for example, mm-hmm. that needs to stay on-premise instead of in the cloud. The good thing about DLP as well is we can educate users as they're using the product. So we can tell them at the start what they should and shouldn't do, but DLP will continually remind them that they should or shouldn't be doing something as they use it.
So a very comprehensive set of solutions you've done in order to really enable that vision of secure file sharing on any device anywhere in the world. But what's next?
Well, after the pilot groups, we hope to roll it out further to other departments and then hopefully the whole team. And then we're continually monitoring all of the new functionality that's being released. So for example, DLP document fingerprinting is next.
So how have all these changes been received by end users so far?
Well, so far so good, and it's catching on fast.
I'm excited about the cost savings, about the possibility to access securely the documents around the world on all different devices which exist.
I work from multiple devices. I'm always on the move from my desktop to my Surface. Often I only have my mobile with me, and now I can access all the information very easily. I can respond to information requests from my team immediately, wherever I am, whatever device I'm using. Now with OneDrive, we all work on the same version of a document, and the issues we had in the past with version control will go away.
On the next chapter, following Lotus F1 Team's journey to Office 365, we're going to take a look at how their IT team is moving from predefined reporting using SQL Server reporting services to user-driven and interactive reporting using Power BI. And importantly, we'll show you how they're doing it. Also, you can check out previous episodes with Lotus F1 Team on Office Mechanics. Until next time, goodbye for now.